Radio Business.
Hi.
Good morning.
What have you got against Tuesdays?
No, I had a client call yesterday, so was unable to join you. But
you just don't like Tuesdays, that's it, come, you know. Worst day of the week, isn't it?
I don't mind a Tuesday. Worst day of the week. I don't mind a Tuesday.
So what was it? Phil looking for someone to park his winnings, was it?
not exactly. But would happy... well, I'm not sure what Super League he can, but yes. I'm sure Mr. Mickelson is in enjoying his winnings and investing it appropriately.
Do you think he's spent them all already?
I wouldn't have thought so.
Okay, Mark...
quite a decent prize. Probably more than... what, $1.5 million probably for winning the PGA?
Beats working for a living, doesn't it? Okay, markets slightly lower on Wall Street yesterday. Investors looking for clues on inflation.
Yeah, equities fluctuating out of positive territory on signs that rising inflation could infringe upon the pace of the recovery, despite soothing words from Fed officials that policymakers would continue to look through near-term price pressures. Data showed US home sales fell more than forecast. As higher prices begin to restrain demand, US consumer confidence dropped for the first time this year as inflation concerns and reduced momentum in the labour market recovery curbed improvement in sentiment. S&P 500 was down, but only down 0.2%. NASDAQ was unchanged. In Europe, the Stock 600 was up less than 1%. And we're looking at a flat start on the European bourses this morning, so somewhat struggling for direction ahead of key inflation data.
The German economy has not done well in the first quarter. Signs are it's going to improve in the second quarter, but just looking at the trade figures with the UK, a big drop in German imports.
Yeah, they are. The German economy contracted more than expected, and Q1 output fell 1.8% quarter on quarter, was down 3.1% on the year, amid, of course, the coronavirus.